Each summer for 30 years, the Portland-based nonprofit Cycle Oregon has held a week-long bike ride through the Oregon countryside. Steve Schultz, the group's executive director, says this year's ride signed up 2,300 cyclists from around the world, plus support staff.
So we're a moving city of about 2,600 people. So we pick up a big footprint, and we try to leave as much money as we can with that footprint.
Cycle Oregon pays for support services in the communities it rides through. The group also estimates each of those bike riders spends an additional $200 during their week on the road.
So we're coming in on $750,000 of economic impact that we bring in just by doing this 7 days throughout the rural communities.
The Cycle Oregon Classic ride was all set to go starting this weekend, but the unhealthy levels of smoke covering the ride route through Dorena Lake, Bend, and Crater Lake led the group to cancel the ride for the first time ever. Schultz says his crew loves to expose visitors to Oregon's natural beauty and to bring tourist dollars to small Oregon towns.
To not be able to do that and to not be able to go in and do what our passion is really devastating.
That disappointment and frustration is shared by event organizers and tourism operators around the region. Julie Cortez with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland says they've had to cancel at least 6 outdoor shows, including one that was stopped after the performance had already begun.
Things looked okay before the show started, and then they just went downhill really fast, and it became very clear that it was not going to be a healthy environment for our actors to be in.
The economic hit to the festival may not be huge. Many of those theatergoers accepted the offer to see one of the festival's indoor shows, but Cortez says the impacts ripple out into the local economy.
It hurts everybody because we're also interconnected in this region, especially in terms of the dollars that come in on tourism, and so if one sector of us gets hurt, it dings us all.
Other groups are also looking at having to call off long-planned events. The annual Pine to Palm 100 ultramarathon race from Williams to Ashland, scheduled for this weekend, has been canceled. As many as 300 runners had planned to attend. Organizers at the Sisters Folk Festival are hoping the smoke will clear sufficiently to allow that show to go on, but they're waiting till Wednesday to make a final decision. The event features 45 acts at 11 venues and draws nearly 5,000 people to the small town of Sisters, northwest of Bend. Linnea Gagliano with Travel Oregon, the state's tourism commission, says the timing is especially bad.
The summer months are really where travel and tourism businesses make their bread and butter, and to have things like Cycle Oregon being canceled, where they bring so much money into rural communities, is disheartening.
Gagliano notes that tourism is an $11 billion industry in Oregon, employing more than 109,000 people.
And anything that impacts that and might affect those job numbers is always really hard for us.
Brad Niva recalls 2013, when the Rogue River was closed for nearly 2 weeks by smoke. At that time, Niva owned a rafting business on the Rogue. He says the closure nearly bankrupted him.
From a business standpoint, there was no way to recoup that. We had to cancel the first 2 weeks of August for prime rafting season. And it's not like we can give them a rain chance. They come back in September, because that just doesn't happen for a family traveling in from out of the state.
Niva now works for Travel Southern Oregon. He says it's not uncommon for there to be some smoke around during the summer fire season. But this year, he says,
it really doesn't matter where you are in our state. There is fire, be it if you're in Sun River and there's a challenge there, or Black Butte Gulf, you know, up in Sisters, Oregon, and there's fires there. It seems to be kind of everywhere now.
Niva worries that all the talk of smoke could lead vacationers to steer clear of Oregon in the future. Meanwhile, weather forecasters are calling for thunderstorms midweek. They may bring rain, which could dampen the smoke, but those storms may also bring lightning, which could set off dozens of new fires throughout the region. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.